That is what we are. 95.9 Bob FM, playing the 80s, 90s, and whatever. Michelle Schoen is here. How are you?
I'm great this morning. Thank you.
Things going all right?
They are.
You look very fashionable today.
Thank
I like that top you have on.
Thank you.
You look like you're...
A little orange and black with a little pattern to it.
Don't you have to? You have to make kind of a focus, right, to find good orange and black stuff. Because, as you said, because it's such a bold combination, you have to be a little bit careful. I mean, you gotta...
Yeah. I do. I have lots of orange and black, you know, t-shirts and attire, but to find things that are a little dressy or business.
Right. No, I got
appropriate.
You. Yeah.
In the
That's a good
scheme.
One. Yeah. Right there. What's going on at Cali? Of course, we know it is fall. And now school has started. People are in class. By the way, the dining area has opened back up, which Bretzi and I are huge fans of. You've seen us in there before.
I saw you there on Monday.
Yeah,
yes,
we were
great.
There. We like to do that. And so during the summer, it's kind of like, oh, man, we're jonesing for our fix of the food there. And affordable, too.
Yes, so the cafeteria is open. People can go into the dining center and they can pay there to eat. They usually have, besides salad bar, they have a couple of entree choices, dessert, drinks. It's a really great place. Plus, you get to see a lot of the students, and it has a lot of energy in the cafeteria.
That's what I like about it. That's what I told Brett. I said, there is just this feel like something's going on. People
yes.
are learning. There's sometimes meetings. I've seen you there mm-hmm. for meetings, and community meetings happen there as well. So, yeah, real good vibe. And, of course, fall enrollment still underway, right? I can get enrolled for the fall?
You can. So we did start the face-to-face 16-week classes last week, and this week is the online classes. So you can still get into an online class for the 16-week semester. Also, 12-week
nice.
Classes and second 8-week classes. So a lot of stuff going on. There's still opportunity to get started at Cali College.
Yeah. There's never a bad time, really, to contact admissions because there's always something getting ready to start.
Yes, for sure. You can always be preparing for the next start date for classes.
And we've talked about this before, but it just fascinates me, the shift in education. I mean, of course, people are going still mm-hmm. for 2 years and moving on to four-year institutions. That happens all the time still. But the certification game... It's changed the landscape.
It really has. So we do know that not everyone needs to get an associate's degree. You know, it's still definitely a step up, but we also have a lot of certificates. We have certificates as short as 16 credit hours, which you can
really?
Complete
wow.
in a semester
okay.
or two semesters.
Sure.
And so we try to stack those certificates so students can get additional credentials as they're going through technical programs.
And you can do that while you're still working. You can fit that in mm-hmm. oftentimes.
Yes.
So.
And especially some of the computer science courses, the programming
right.
courses, cybersecurity, networking, a lot of those are done online and that they have embedded certificates in those different skill sets.
We're talking with Michelle Schoen, president of Cali College. And, you know, I've known multiple kids who said, you know, I started at my job, my computer job, and I was entry level. And just over the course of time, I moved up because they sent me to school and I kept getting certifications. And every time I did, I made more money.
Exactly. So you can get those certifications in some of those computer tech areas. You can get them, you know, in a semester's time. And it definitely will help you give you a leg up in your job.
Lots of scholarships for that and everything.
There are.
Financial help, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
So what else you have going
yep,
on?
Yep. Well, tonight we do have the Tiger Tailgate.
Awesome.
So you know, come on out for that. It's a great opportunity. We have hot dogs and hamburgers there.
You had me right there.
With food. food and
That's
drink.
Always a great draw.
Get a chance to kind of meet the new teams for the different athletic teams. They'll be there introducing. The coaches will talk a little bit. Foster families, we do still have quite a few in the community. We thank them for their support, but they help serving as foster parents for some of our athletes that are away from home. And so they'll be there as well. So it's a great chance to meet the Tiger athletes, meet the coaches, and just kind of mingle.
Well, not only that, but at some schools, you have to kind of talk up the athletic programs and kind of make them seem like a little more than they are. Here at Cali, I mean, you've had such success in the past few years. People know who you are and what the accomplishments have been, for sure.
Yeah, they really do. And we've started off really strong this year with the volleyball, men's, women's, soccer, but all having good preseason rankings and basically being undefeated at this point, all three sports.
Volleyball is just, the success there has been wild.
Yeah.
When you think about it, when you talk about national titles, that's... That's good stuff.
Yeah, Coach does a great job of recruiting good talent. You know, the student athletes come in, they work hard. The community does a great job supporting them as well. And that shows, that combination of talent, coaching, and community support.
Sure.
I think that's been the winning ticket.
Well, and they've associated themselves with pancakes. So when you do that, I mean, you're already off on a good foot.
Exactly.
To start the season. When you start talking syrup and pancakes and sausage, that's...
Fueled by carbohydrates.
Absolutely. You got to be able to do that. What else?
We do also have our new softball coach started this week.
Nice.
People might recognize her, J.C. Juden Dolphin, and we're glad to have her coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. That's a name I know for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep, she is a Tiger Hall of Fame inductee. And
that helps.
Yes, she's been an awesome player. She's been coaching at the high school level, and we're glad to have her here.
She's a stuff of legends around here when it comes to her performance as a softball player.
Right.
People know that name and what mm-hmm. she was capable of, sure. Yeah.
She's quite the athlete herself and then into the coaching world. So
makes me feel terribly old because I can remember when she was doing it herself, you know, at the mm-hmm. high school level. But now I'm like, man, she's coaching already? Wow.
She is. We're glad to have her back as well. The choir, also, they've just announced that they will be going to Carnegie Hall. That's in New York next May.
Not too shabby right there.
Not at all. So they'll be doing some fundraisers this year. So if you feel like supporting Cali College and the choir, you can reach out to Lindsay Allen. But they will have several different fundraisers trying to raise money to get the students to Carnegie Hall. And that's a great opportunity for our choir students and the college as a whole to represent in New York.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just the people you'll meet and mingle with and say, I'm mm-hmm. from Cali College. And then, well, where is that? And then you tell the whole backstory, all of that. That the reach out you mm-hmm. get from the outreach stuff you get from that is always important. You were talking about that too because of awards that you had recently received as well. Tell me about that.
Exactly. So we did receive notification that we received the USA Today's Top Vocational Schools Award.
Okay.
So they basically take a certain number of schools in the nation. There were four of them in Kansas. We were the only community college in Kansas to be in that top vocational school.
And these are based on actual real metrics. This isn't, you know, a lot of times you see some of these, you know, like little awards mm-hmm. for you know, be part of the you know, certain thing and you paid for it or you signed up for something and you got included, but this is based on real mm-hmm. outcomes, right?
Yes, much like the Aspen honor that we received last fall. These were actually
which was
based
a big deal
on,
too
it was because these are actually based on student outcomes,
right?
So we do get some of those things like before where, you know, pay to get this award, but these are actually determined by the outcome of our students, how many get certificates, how many get out with debt. So it also looks at value. In other words,
sure,
your
yeah.
ROI, what are you getting in an education for what you pay? And it really is good. It does show that, you know, our faculty and staff and community really support the college, and that helps to the college's success.
When you talk about that, too, I mean, just the cost of schooling anymore has gotten to the point where, you need to get in there and get what you're paying for and accomplish something mm-hmm. with it, for sure.
Yeah, and, you know, the cost of education is going up like everything else. Community colleges are still a very affordable option to get an education, especially with scholarship opportunities from the state. The Kansas Promise is still something that we have, and that's great for those that want to live and work in Kansas.
Right.
After they graduate, the state will pay last dollar for especially the high-wage, high-demand occupations. So anytime you have questions, reach out to the admissions office. They can answer those questions for you. You can also just go to the website at cali.edu.
Very good. That's Michelle Schoen right there with Cali College, and good luck to you the rest of the school year.
Are we going to see you at the tailgate?
Yeah, I should drop by there. I'll come by and see you.
Very good.
That's going to be a fun time.
It will
Lots of athletes out there. Yep. Always good. Thanks for coming in, Michelle. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day.
We'll be back. Keep it here with the good guys. 95.9 Bob FM.
Billy Sims Barbecue is kicking off summer with bold flavor and even bigger rewards. Right now, every half rack, full rack, or two or three meat dinner scores you an entry into a $50 gift card drawing each month. Normally, brisket costs quite a bit more than pulled pork, but every Monday, we're leveling the smoker. Get all brisket for the price of pulled pork. Yeah, it's as good as it sounds. Plus, dive into our crave-worthy sides. Okra, fries, wings, cheese curds, tenders, nachos, and barbecue tacos. Billy Sims, 2113 North Summit Street in Ark City.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS,